And I'm pretty sure the guys, the apartment that I moved into, weren't there all summer. Since I had to move across the hall, I had good spying capabilities. Anybody been in that apartment for a while? Huh? Also, when they put up, we're going to show off your apartment is set for display on June 15th. I wonder if those guys are home, just sitting on their door until a couple weeks ago. So this filth in there just builds up. And since everybody, you know, is going to be, well, a good majority of people will be moving into their new places today, we thought what we'd talk about this morning, some of the complete cesspools you've moved into, heard about, what have you, that can make everybody else feel better about their situation or make them really, really paranoid before they move in. Because you probably can't move in until, what, like noon today? That usually has to do with, like, sometime afternoon?
Yeah.
So they have, like, a 12-hour period where they can go and clean. I was doing the quotation mark things with my fingers.
It's good use of quotation mark things with your fingers, I think.
Yeah. Especially using it on the radio.
Yeah.
Always brilliant. You got a story for us?
My ex-mother-in-law, her trailer had a bunch of stray cats living under it. And one day I walked in and a cockroach crawled over my bare foot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she kept going to the dollar store and buying cockroach crap. It didn't kill them. They just laughed at them. When you're cooking food in the microwave and there's a cockroach crawling around in there living, having fun, geez. You know, that's pretty bad. So, yeah.
At least you didn't get, like, the cockroach smashed onto your foot or something like that.
I killed quite a few of them, but you couldn't touch them. And she had some mold experience going on in the back bedroom, too. She left tea in there for weeks on end.
You ever move into a place, you're like, how did these people live?
You know? Trailer crash.
You just live.
There you go.
Just live amongst.
I won't say her name's Kathy, though, so okay.
That narrowed it down.
Okay. My ex lives in Wichita, so I know she won't hear it.
Oh, okay.
So, it's Nathan. I'm working out here doing insulating. So,
where are you working at?
Fort Riley on the barracks.
Oh, you're doing contract work out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, cool, man. So, yeah, you live in Wichita? Is that what you're saying?
No, my ex does.
Oh, your ex does.
Yeah.
So you live in the area now?
Yeah, Manhattan. And I got my daughter too out of that cockroach fest.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Good now.
Thanks for calling today, and thanks for listening along with us.
No problem.
All right, take care.
Yeah, bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We like to learn about our listeners. There's nothing wrong with that. See what's up.
Yep.
What you doing? Especially when they drop the "I'm working" line.
We're like, what? What's that mean?
Yeah. Oh, could you explain further? Hey, you got a cesspool story for us?
Moved into this house on Fremont. And we went and took a look at the house, and it was pretty cool. It was a penthouse apartment, two-story apartment. And we looked up at the ceiling, and there's these yellow stains everywhere. And the landlord said that they had rented it, and it had leaked the summer before, so they re-roofed it. We took a look in the attic, and someone had raised two full-grown German shepherds and never took them outside to shit.
Oh.
So they used the attic as their bed and crapped in the insulation, and during the summertime, when it got to 110 degrees out there, it pretty much baked our attic and sent us funk through the whole house.
Oh, good God, dude.
And come wintertime, we had these giant flies we couldn't get rid of because the flies from upstairs had got into the walls and started coming out of everywhere.
They mutated. Good Lord. At least you know how to breed superhuman flies. Just feed them some German Shepherd crap.
Yeah, it was kind of fun because it was kind of drunk entertainment. We turn on a bright light on our front porch and shut all the lights off in the house and watch the swarm go outside. Then we'd shut the door and watch them freeze.